We have all the sigils of Simukuf Yitchas, the idea of signing packages with Goyim. We start off with the idea that we have to have either two Simonim or one Simon, depends if it's Chavis, Kedigas Dag, Bos, or Yain, or Trailers. Okay, it's a Champag, like Milo, and Chol Gudoymo. The difference between the two, Rashi explained, was the Terechim Urubo. Then, something that's the Raiso, where the Chabas is the Raiso, they need two Simonim, and then why two Simonim, if I can Terechim Urubo to read. Constantly put it back together again. Lashing is about bottom left of the chash, therefore less of a chasim do need over here. What constitutes as a chasim? That's a lot of gimel and sotalid. We spoke out enough with the side that something that cannot be mosaic that well, it's very hard to forge. Literally get it of even though it's one chasim and get it simter chasimo. So after those people discussing the cases over here, so the way how Herschel Schechter, the OU, see, come up and says the example that we spoke out, Ramash case of Balavorn. Bottle of wine, the plastic on top of the cork. Now, the Arthur bottle of wine, you can take off the plastic, you know. But most of them, you can't, and even those you can't take off, you cannot put it back the same way. And therefore, I challenge anybody to take off the plastic and put back the Kevin plastics on it. It's not possible. And therefore, his example is basically anything that's EF Mosaic. How you can get the machine and go do it and go find out how to go do it, you can't. No one can. I challenge anybody to go do that. His raya comes from it is the fact that the miracle is all possible. It's very medactic to make things that are sealed correctly without poison. They're very mapped upon it, and anything that's not sealed correctly, they always recall, they lose tons of money, and they'll have rash against it. And therefore, the fact that the goyim hold their chasimas are good enough, and therefore, for their reason, otherwise they'll get sued, or other, this nakadai not to have a correct chasim over there, they'll be pointing out, lechora, anything that's commercially being sold, called off in America, and usually most cases in the United States, from any bag of potato chips to anything in between that, those cases, are literally a category of what of chlesim zay chlesim. Has get over here of being mamish a double chasim, which is that's a local, even in case of the rice is over here. That means practically, in the get to when things are being bought, you always can ask where's the chlesim zay chlesim, where's the double chasim. Well, practically, we have in anything that's commercially bought. That we buy commercial, that being a produce from companies. However, what is Negea? Is when things are being sent from restaurants, pizza stores, when you make chasnas at the hall, usually make the food one place and it gets delivered to another place over here. That's usually where there are practical issues that happen. No, again, the case over here, two chasimas by fleishik, by milk, is one chasim. You don't chase them. And the reason why you need one chasim is why only because it's in your bottom. They point down the gate to things that maybe are chashter, I saw. That means, let's say you get pizza, the bread today is a chash deraiso. So if you ever get over the deraiso, you need two chasimas beside the bread of it, bread.
Why is that
means, today, now bread, if you buy, that means you have pasak and pas yisrael and pas palter. Our bread today, we're not worrying about the glue making and the problem is that they put oils inside that is larger. It's chazer, mamish chazer. And therefore, we have a bayah today, the question is, you have no habit of buying bread when you travel around the world as pas palter, and you have a shalom with deraiso mamish. And therefore, the pizza issue, people want by the cheese, and that's not cheese, rabbanon, that's one chasimah. The dough underneath it, you need two chasimahs. Not that worth it to switch in this country, and a lot of things work in the other, but no shalom with the other. The chachilah, why do you need two chasimahs, a shalom with the rice over here? What?
The cheese could also be the
rice. The cheese can be a chasimah, yeah, but we're not fishing that. Usually, you can tell the difference, and therefore, you can make cheese out of something that's coming. So what are we worried about? We're worried about only that a little bit of milk inside give you the rice and the cheese. So I'm left with what Mimina feel is bottle beroiv. So shall double over here. So cheese can never be a case of the rice, so only the bottle of one chasimo. Now again, so what they certain holes what they do, for example, they get made in one place, go to another place. What the mashkichim tell me is that when the person is sending it, knows what time it's being sent. The guy's getting it, has to get it within a certain amount of time, especially now they have tracking devices. And they know where how long it comes. Therefore, there's no time to switch things upon the produce on top of the trucks over there. Again, what comes out, the deliveries are more the issue, and the things that we buy in any supermarket, anything that's made by companies, might not a problem usually. The second thing, they get to the meat in this country. So I looked around and I listened to Shurim. Seeing this country, you cannot begin trade meat. Can't begin trade meat. Can't begin chazer. Can't begin it legally. They can grow it here, and the certain restaurants might sell chazer or kudemo. Void, the purpose is over. When they do shchit over here, the reason why shchit in this country is much more expensive, more kedai bringing from Chutzlaretz, from Argentina, other places, because in other places, all places that have those shchitah, things are treifus, what I do, they have a shukr for the guy, they give it to the guy, he takes it, they have a, how much is a loss, not much, right, the grocery meat is cheaper, but they sell it, they take it. In this country, when they do shchitah there, when they have a treifah, no one wants it. The Jewish company, over here, no one wants it. The Arabs also will not take most of the treif, so they throw in the garbage. Therefore, now the Arabs, now the different level, I checked around, the Arabs are different levels of shkocha and ashkocha. I'm saying, well, what? No, so there are different levels of Arabs. There are different levels of Arabs. AI said, yes, there's some of the more religious, less religious, like the similar thing with over here. But Berkey said, over in general, it's not kedai when they have treif over here to deal with Arabs. Most of the time, they throw in the garbage. Even if they do give it to Arabs, but they're following, so what are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with, again, the meat and the mozzarella, 10%, 15%. So the mozzarella that's being sold over here, anyway, is usually kosher. But they also have own shchita, halal shchita over here. That might be not certain halal, good shchita over here. But that's halal meat, much cheaper, half the price, I'm asking. The no chashin, they're switching it over here. And you have to know if they're, we've got to read it in the air, is East Jerusalem really part of what our section of Yerushalayim is, Yishlod and Harpeh. And therefore, those one taina, with a specter taina, that where we live, and all the Jews live, Maisa Be'ikid is no treifis, that you can say it's treif. It can be different, not Mahajin, not the level you eat at, not the standard. And it's silly word of it is to be kosher when you're stuck. And we won't eat certain things, not. That's not chalak and glak and all these things are here. But the chazal did not make gizeres or berkos of people that's not chalak and not. The things that are kosher, b'di'evit, no gizeres on such a thing. It's really back to the first shaft. It says, what if you have meat that's kosher here? And meat that's treif. The shaft won't be machmor, but they point out the rashbon and the rivash might still make a b'di'evit. Or even a chachilo. And therefore the person can come along and point out, each one that can we ever ask our foods by us, by the yidin, even when it's sent in with no chsimo, the mice then, they work with kosher. A third point is, first, practically, the mice, when you buy chicken over here, or meat, usually when they have a pond, it's either the chicken or these plumbas. Plumbas are getting less and less, but they're still around over here. Things stuck onto the chicken over here. And more the holograms. You have a plastic top of the hologram on top of it, and also they usually have the weight on top of it. They point out these holograms are made specifically that you cannot forge. And you can't really put the other things, you take the wrapper, you can switch it over. And usually that itself constitutes as a double chassim over here. You could say, where's the second place, but even the weight, you have to put the grace is take some chicken out, and then put the other chicken in that, yes, weigh exactly. You're not going to do that over there. No, you have to put the meat and weigh it exactly. Every peckle has exact weight it has over there. So, might say, whether the weight is a chassim or not, the food is a good chassim, but actually, even the hologram, they say, little together, the extra mosaic over here. And then it's not usually a problem. What does happen, less and less, but it used to be that everything was built with plumbers, and sometimes you people come and they get a whole cart of chicken over here, and some of them fell off. You get them not attached to the chicken. So, if it's not attached, maybe, yes, you got 10 pieces over there, 8 are fine, the other 2 are, there's no cinnamon to it. So, if wasn't true about the Chalapais, he writes about these 50 chickens that were sent over there. Pings up Peter and Mob, we had the Sibbeis, it says if you nick it, you can tell them, nice, nothing really happened here, just through the traveling, something happened, it fell off. That's usually when you open up, you see it's nothing really happened. This was the box that got thrown from place to place. The guy threw it off the truck and put it to wherever it went to. These things in mice are nickel category of that. We're not worried about it. So, therefore, but they're found when they're plumbers. Now things don't fall off holograms. Actually, do once in a while they also fall off, but they're found they don't fall off. But when they do, also you can tell it's through transport. And therefore, again, when you get them, it should not be a problem here. Well, in my survey. So very discussing again the idea of a simin. We have the idea we have that let's say somebody's cut in a way that only Gideon cut it. Then we have a sugya of Elam Tzias that for Gideon and Bey is more of an example that Rav would send a thing that's cut close to the caramel, sorry. A triangle. That means you take out tomorrow and then Rashi has over there a triangle to show you what a triangle is. Even the article left inside the triangle, so it's a triangle over there. Fine. So then we have also another sugya in Chulin that's like Dalad. Over there we have a Maisa that's very cut by the air one way and even another way. Rashi explains that since by the yarek, by the thigh, you didn't have to take out the gilad nosha, a certain way of taking it out, therefore they were cut in a certain style, and therefore they left the yarek in a certain cut. Mash enkin the grain will have it specific cut.
Therefore, this itself constitutes as a simin, a good enough that Maisa will be summing upon this yerach that went from the one yid to another yid. Therefore, Goy, the Maisa is no problem here. So, remember, you say over here that something is cut in a certain way, Maisa is a good simin. Whether it's a triangle, negate the yerach over here. The question is, it's a simin, very good, but how many simon do you need? The Gemara writes, the Hamid has Chavis. Chavis says, Ches Beis, Beis is Bosser. Ches Kedir is back, before you need two Simon. So yes, you have a Simon in the triangle or a specific cut inside the thigh. Who is that two Simon over here? We're missing a Simon over here. So that's what we're showing them. So we're showing them have either one Teres, the Beit Ham, which she tossed like, mentioned last time, Beit Ham, what happened to Rosh, and Hani Asimor Daflam Ab, versus Daflam Tessa, by Zoro, Rav said by Yain is one place. Yet by Chavis, it says over there, Ziyayin is two Chesimus. So the Beit Ham, it depends if we get to an Akum, one Chesim is enough. Mashen, your soul is Choshud, he thinks you trust him better, you need two Chesimus by his place. That's by a great, by his son, two Chesimus. They have a common law that says, same thing said over here. The reason why one Chesim of Mice is enough, why? Because economics of the Beit Ham is simple. We went through a guy, one Chesim of Mice is enough, a triangle of Mice is enough, the five columns of Greater Mice is enough. My service for other Rishonim disagree this point over here. According to them, how do you answer this question? They did not want to answer this. So that means, for example, the Rashi says, no, you always need two chesimus. The Chiddush command of Lam al-Alf is chesim u'mafdech. You always need two chesimus. Says the other Rishonim, they want to say, what a simin zeh is better than a chesim. This simin has a mile over a chesim. How can the Rosh and Tosfos the Rosh? Why is the simin zeh better? Explain the Minchas Yaakov, what about the Achronim? One, when you have a simon in the Gufa Dover, a simon moving in the thing itself, that's better than a chesim. Let me point out, you said again, the writer said earlier, that the idea of one chesim, two chesimus, the essential way is what? Two chesimus is a moving terecha, one chesim is less. It makes me yes for Zayif, as you get two chesimus. No din, halacha, a little plug of two chesimus. The halacha is, it's very hard to do, to take, to imitate, and you'll be easily more caught. Therefore, over here, same thing. It's one chesim. It's one simon over here. It's all this. But since it's simon muvik in the gufa baser with the minchas Yaakov, that has a gedda of two chesimus. The gemara is only one. The halacha of Paskin, we hold this essential point that a chesim itself is the gufa dover maisa is good. So is the hakilu b'di'evet. So the way how the Torah brings it down by also the simon is the loshon b'di'evet. Speaks out of the shach, but look at the Torah and Simon Samachay, he says even a case like a chilo. And the Raj but around, the Maishan say like a chilo, you simon in the Simon move of Guvah Dover. Pichonish also. Asad Hashemi, the Taz, the shach over here, both say, they said, read the Mechab over here, said, Loshim B'dievet. And over there, Simon Samachay does not say otherwise. Look at the Israel, they said, only Loshim B'dievet. The obvious question is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rap ascent, this thing with a triangle. The Gemara brings down the Yerach, you'll stand, you'll do the Chachilo. The Teretz of the Chor is simple. That really depends how you answer why one chesim is enough. That means, we said before again, we have two ways to answer the question. One way to answer the question is what the Chimut Yisrael that's a Choshev versus a Goy. That she just brought down by the Ramah. According to this Teretz, there's no Raya that a Simulvik is better than a case of a Chesim. The other Teretz, the Reese Teretz, is what the case of a Bekodim. First, the case of Ibn Shalech, you won't see it. The case of Rabbo, the case of the Thrice, the case of Bikotim. Mashai came the case over here of Rehim Nakasit, the two Chasimus over there. That's the Mechab brings down in Sephalot. Then we have two other ways of answering the Gemara's question of how is the Simulvik Mice is good. Why did the Rashba come along and say, no, Simulvik is better? He said that way. He's Meshikasai. He did not hold the Territ between the Sol Choshir versus Goyi. He did not hold the Territ between the case of Bikotim. Which he's not going to see it. He's left in the kasha. Why is he good enough? He has tried some more advice as good. For us, Allah, we've been on some out. The other two towards him. But the other, Muhammad, and what we've done to other towards him, we have no right in the Hakhilo that it's a cut. It's cut a specific way. It's good with Hakhilo. Therefore, look what the Israeli body says that for him. Why are we only making a B'di'evet, not Hakhilo? We have three ways out of the Sagira. It's true, the Rajma says it's good with Hakhilo, the Gansky Morris case. We could say that's not in the case of a Yisrael of a Kali, but a case where it's only in the case of a Kali. So, come along again, the essential way is cut in the specific way, we're going to pass the Lachal Maisa only Mutter B'dievet. Building upon that, Machab goes on further and says, Ukiyotsevoy. Similar to that. Then they cut in the specific way, what's similar to that? So, the Beis Yosef at the end of the Simon, the Bidan Aram, right as she was discussing, that you didn't make a specific food that Goyim don't make. He's discussing over there that you didn't make salty lamb. That Goyim don't make salty lamb. That's the case over there. It's only Jews do that, not Goyim. I went to the gears on the table and I asked, you know, what's the biggest difference between, you know, going in to get to the things? He said, you guys don't realize how salty your food is. You just don't know. Like, you know, you guys, I know now, it's like when I start eating a kosher food, you guys do believe, obviously, you can tell the difference. You know, you sit there for an hour and you have no idea how salty your food is. It's ridiculous, he says. Now it's just that I got used to it. But it's mind-boggling. How do you guys eat? I couldn't believe it. So like when I start eating Israeli food that's so sharp, like guys are saying, well, after all, some of us get used to it. She said the same thing to Gaeta. You don't realize how salty things in here are. You just don't realize it. Then you got used to it. So you didn't salt the lamb a certain way over here. So you come along to tell you that since they don't imitate it, don't do it. Let's say you sent a salty lamb to Goyim over here, and you got it. You want to tell you what the emphasis of that friend of Pichosh was me Yitzhabai. Means certain things that only Yid does. And the case Pichosh Pashtita. Kugel. Who makes kugel? He didn't. So fine. You got Yid in one place or another. We're getting afraid. Goy ate it. He made a kugel. Didn't know how to make kugel. He bought a kugel from Goy. Didn't know what kugel over is. That's his example. Any form of mice like that is definitely the category of Nichol. And I did look at a specific cut. Is it cut that way? Food that way? We're trying to think of examples. So first I thought, for example, Yishalmi kugel. Yishalmi kugel, no. Or Peshach. So then I asked AI, what example that only Jews have and no one, only Haredi Jews? So first thing he says, Yishamkel, that's number one. Hey, Kizebola. Hey, oh, yo. Ooh, what's Yishamkel? One example he did bring then also from Chah. He also said, okay, it's Simis, Gripen, Kishko. He's like, he said, Cholent, he said, the different types of Cholent. Where do you have Cholent? So yeah, I said, no, you have no Cholent. Okay, Lucia Cholent, they don't have. I don't know what Lucia Cholent is. Then they don't have. So certain things he said in one place, another, they don't know how to make it. What it is, over here. But the Yemen, same a local week, we serve upon a bit of Yemen over here. In this halacha, Kamal Gataz brings down a yisoid, it's on a sugya tfiyas ayin. About the same idea over here. There's like a specific cut, or a specific food, everyone knows that's Jewish. Let's say, I know, not that all Jews have yisham gul, but I know, this is my food over here, this is my thing. Like, if some time when people come to the yeshiva, or not religious, and see them take a hat and jacket, you take any one, like, no, I know it's mine. They all look the same. It's like, all Chinese look the same, right? So we have tfiyas ayin, you tell the difference over here. Everyone knows, every Chinese can tell the difference. Tell the difference over here. So when a person has a tfiyas ayin, the word Aruch HaShulchan is better than the simen. It's better than the simen. Tfiyas ayin is better than the simen. Therefore, we're asking these now, you want to leave it going in your house with your food, and you know how you feel nice it looks. He says, Echam, you do not have any simon nothing wrapped up over here. You know, this is your stuff. This is how you make these things over here. Talking to them about Tainan, Fnubus, Rekoris, Bukhuzi, and Rachilo. Those sound not that way, maybe for the Eben. But Pashas, even Rachilo, tfiyas ayin, like the idea of Yeshu Lazai, the same as Tzaychoi. What's not a din of a late plug or shnei? Of two chasivas over here, as being practical here, do I know these things over here are mine, or can I tell the difference over here? So yeah, before that's definitely a category over here of shei chasivas, the same yisoid, that I'm not afraid about what's going to happen over here, because I know this thing at the end of the day is mine. Building upon this, you mentioned last before that when a person sends food to the airline, and we make this country over here, it can be setting up on it, that's probably going, maybe they opened it and switched it over here. We mentioned that in the Chatz Binyamin, up in the base mayor, you have to be telling the studio spec on. Maybe they cannot check and find out you have food. Meaning they check, maybe not switch over here. Shiloh was asked by Isaac and others that might say they get a sticker on the suitcase that says, we check your suitcase. You get a sticker. It seems a lot of people got those stickers over here. We checked. That means you lost your spec over here. So my question here is, they have your meat over here. Just going to America, you have to go out. It's one chasima. By the way, you only two chasimas. The law is the one place in the mice is also. If you know, they got played with it also. You have to go to the garbage and eat it. The food is mamish straight. You have to cash your kill over here. Is that so? The mice said, what do we do? We got a stick that said they checked it. Mice said, question is some kind. He says, very little actually. Mice said, others have never told us. This is mice is not a problem. Before they said, it says, Shem Kossi, first of all, they're cloud. When women pack the suitcases, not us men and women. I said, we open up, we have a tfiyas ayin that if something was changed over here, we know how we packed it, this way, this style, this idea. So let's look at tfiyas ayin. So the Shem Kossi usually can tell if something happened over here. Aleph. Lloyd, my son, there's a soul. If they switch something over here, they get transferred. The Mabash Sigamir says, Lloyd, the camera's there. You think about that. It's like, it's not just one person checking, the bunch of people checking. The guy has to steal of all things. You'll meet so many better things to steal in this case. You're not going to steal some guy's meat and switch the meat. take out the meat. You came with special meat. Take out his, put in your, take out yours, put in his over here, and back and forth. And then make sure that it looks there the same way over here. And you can steal so many other things over there in this case over there. Now, it's not kedai. Besides the Knas Shemai, they want to tell a Pisor Shemai that, yes, bringing us legal, I'm not saying illegal. But as the halacha is that, this idea of Rosh Hashanah, you should not be a problem there. Oid usually they're found, right, depends on how you pack it, how you pack it. Most of us keep the original packing the hologram on top of it, just put one on top of another. And not, most of us are not taking over plastic, trying to smash it down, making more space. Usually you're always left with the ikif seam there. It really depends where it's getting from. I mean, sometimes people cook in America and they bring it here. Then you don't have that. But that thing, say the guy cooked it and put it in and switched it, usually you have it to be a Zion. Again, the wood orchestra is all of my sin. It's better than the case of the sin. Better than the case of the sin.
So
the question is, I taste it. You're telling me about the castle here. Right? Maybe they did salt it. Sifei is building upon the same site over here. That specific cut, and they'll get a simin. So much shkita. Shkita. You didn't do shkita. Usually, you do not do it. They become the validator. I mean, right. Once Rashi says you have to buy the year. By the time here, that you didn't have to cut out the Gilgosh and cut it away, it might be symmetry body, the stomach, who didn't all case the gate to Shkita, whether it's Behemoth or Ephes, be the same halacha, Shkita itself should be a case of the Simit. Instead of Shani, Rashi himself, in Shuvah, the symmetry test, says not already. Rashi has not to be some kind of case of Shkita. Rashi, the book Yosef, Mordechai, and the story is, as Mordechai points out, the good do Shkita also. The kind of Shkita, they do the Shkita, the Arabs have a Shkita colon. Hala, the Dushkito. What? Hala, Hala. So they have a Shkito here. And my son, very most of the Shkito here. Then, of course, not a good Simon. It cannot be something upon it. The effort of the Chabal here, Tifei, begins down. The Gamma Tzimach Lakers, the Lach of the Meister, the Machmar, the Shkito is not a good Simon over here. Siv Zayin, we get another Simon. Come on, be more than a Bozoda from Alfizana Meister. It says first, you have barrels of wine that you sent it. That's stulois, it's mortar. In fact, tomorrow I said something be akusi. It depends over here if it has a imakta that's a steam, it's mortar, now it's also. So the more answers were, so the Vimya depends the Kitish Shuninu. Between the Kitas, my sister beside over here. Explains that for what does that mean? It means the case over here where they're pressing wines, people around, everyone sees what's happening over here. The word thing more goes on saying, Chosle Mafidele, you see a guy switching it. Lose the part also. Lose the job over here. So we have the head to be tomorrow, and the person, the Mokim Rabim, with a Yiddish, with the Yiddish barrels over here, when that clishes, he switches. Why? It's not worth of him to switch. Again, back to the Seif Shabbat, the things are not worth of him, they won't switch. Also, look at Pila, if he goes to the Goy with the barrels, to Ben Gitas, why? If it's not worth him to go switch, no problem. So we had to call in the Rabim. Building upon this, the question comes with Shainim, the place game. When I send something from my store to your house, there, Rabbi, called my father Rabbi, is that the head to the Gemara? When giving one, it's costing to give a barrel to a guy in the Mokum of Rabbi, the pressing grapes over here. Is that going to be the same you say to matter, send any delivery from a store to the Rabbi? The delivering car, truck, bus, delivery, walking, whatever it is the head to my father Rabbi? First, come up with Shayim, the Rabbi would be down and sit upon the Sigish Boy, of course, should be the same thing. You have to beg itois, clearly, you have to also send it to the Rabbi, the Machmet Abba Bracha. Atzad HaShani, the Beis Yedid says, who disagrees? He can down with Benyan in the Garris. Benyan says that someone sends a Machmas to the Tanner, it's also. Explains Beis Yedid, Hashis is, where's the Tanner? And it's just the Rabbi. So the Chur, we have arrived at the Benyan, the fact that he sent a Machmas. To a case of you have a talent, this is the Rabbi, he's being Machmah, but Rabbi, Rabbi, might not help. Now, it's interesting, the Beni Yonah does not speak at this thing clear, that's where the Beis Yosef took over. Now, this is before should be Mir and Sugasan, Kulam, but Zoras and Maisa, I disagree. You have no right to be a place that there is Rabbi, in the case of Mabad Rabbi. So, Rabbi Chalikis, if it's good or not, this is about the Oratz of Achilo to be Machmah, but the empty Michael. Therefore, there are people, for example, when you send things from a place making the food in the kitchen to the halls. A lot of halls do not make the food there. I know people will not eat chasmas for that reason. Why did I think sent lab to the rabbi? They're old. I said, what if you send them to make along? coming to a chum pass with what's a locha, sending my body up with a chilo to be mocked with the empty Michael. People tell me they're not with the evidence you eat no here. And the other mice, they don't want to eat the holes. When I had a chas with one of my children, so it was Mandiel's not making food over there. So I asked my machatonim, Rash Bahag and Beitar, and I said, what do you do? He said, I'll take care of it, make sure everything is beside over there, Mashkiachim, take care of it, because otherwise he himself will eat these chasms. So otherwise he wants to eat his own son's chasm over there. So I said, those are mak, but not to eat a chasm for that reason. And the question is, even on this heter here, how to apply what does meat craft of his brother's that? I mean, can we have a heter, a machalikis, a rabbi rabbi, chil b'dievet, or not to serve a planet, we'll make up b'dievet. It's not that simple, even make up upon the video. First, from the klal over here. When it says over here, first has to be rabbin. Who is the rabbin? Let's say, first of all, over here, that's not shechita, shemitah, mitzvah, only shalayim. Goyim around. That means a lot of time we're sending it from the one place to another place, they're passing through shalayim. That people not shemitah, mitzvah. So, why said the rabbin says to him, Achmer, for sure, Ashmal. However, the Taz points out, not the way, because those points go not the way, that my father, rabbin, is even a situation where there are goyim over there. People not shemitah and mitzvahs. This is what they point out, because even goyim know when you start switching schayra and you drop your car, it looks fishy. Gneva. Even goyim know gneva is not correct. Therefore, the one a goy is afraid that another goy will snitch upon him and tell upon him. I mean, the gam, one goy is not going to help the yid, but you know, things will look fishy over there and they'll call and tell you and help out over there. Fine, that's the chum machlik. So I said, no, at the end of the day, nice to the goyim, what do they care? Maisa is still for the time the person say not the way. Even going in the Shem Tavitz, things look fishy. A third point over here is what about the Daphne the Shkuna of Yisrael? The Daphne Shkuna of Chilani, what about the Shkuna of Yisrael? I mean, you think a Yid traveling through Goy, taking his tustas from Shamgar to Remember somewhere, passing the whole Shkuna of the black belt over there, is going to stop his tustas, go around, find something, and switch thing over there? That will look as bad as it gets. So he's not doing that anyway. He's driving straight from Shanghai to the mall over there to somewhere in the rainbow. They would come along the town and says, even Chachilo, you can be rainbow. Even Chachilo. Why you just see things happen there? It looks terrible there. But he goes away from Mazonmar, for sure, from the Kadi, even Chachilo. He can give numerous ears in Yishalayim, can give a shoulder tag off. No guy stopping over there. It looks terrible for them. Again, it looks in the base station. The other Rajma says, even a screw is sold, he may call only Bidiyah, but not Chachilo. Of course, because of the Chazakah of the Machlokes, what does it do? The Shkuna of Yisrael, Void is ahead of that when you get to your own ship, your own evidence, to get this back out of the earth. Yeah, that's what you squeeze, but it's going to squeeze that way. But if you think about some of the clothes, we analyze them, it could be a stack of stories to say that the Shkuna of Yisrael is Mutal Lechatchila. Yeah, people are not happy with the deliveries that are happening from Walt and Uber into Fidaimo. Shalom, why not? Why not even the case over here be some upon it Lechatchila? So you have to realize that certain limitations in this heter. First is, this heter is only in the case where, one question is, what does it mean rabbin? Is it a place of rabbin? What does it mean be'etzim that is rabbin there? Is a lot of people there? Happy a lot of people there? Or the place of rabbin? So then the Dr. Chuvo, and there's discussing this, the Pretoria, the Rechaim Kodesh discussing this, and then they want to tell you, let's say it's late at night, that there is no rabbin. You go inside streets, there are no rabbin. It has to be a place of where there is rabbin. Early in the morning, not some people like ordering out very late or very early. You know, that's the bad time of ordering out. Those times, Maisi Lechor, there is no rabbin in the streets over here. Well, they sleep over at night. Or sometimes there are places where you are that think be dead ends over there, you streets over there, won't have before this hatcher. Void, the vehicle, how you deliver it. And that means in those days, delivery was either by horse or by walking. Today, the way that Beis Shlomo already, years ago, discussing, sending things through a Bahaan. And the cab the train over here. So he's discussing, you know, you take a delivery from one year to another year, the grace taken over here. Does anyone know what's going on inside the cab? Anyone see over there? He's seeing his own compartment over here. No one sees anything. Building part is set up in the oven, they get to any car, they get to any truck. The idea over here, my body is what? People can see. They see, it's there, why it's happening, what's happening, what's he switching. When he has things in his car, you don't know what's in the back of his car. He has so much garbage in the back of the car. Right? He uses your fresh food. There's other food over there. Switch over there. What's the big deal over there? What will happen? No one knows. So therefore, this reason, no one knows what's happening. The whole head of Mavadi Rabbin might have fallen to the side. Because we don't know. He said Mavadi Rabbin is, but he's in the Rabbin. He's not. He's alone in the car. No one knows what's happening in the back of the car. All he says is, he comes from the back of the Chivo. that some of them you send with trucks, you tie them, he's in the front, the truck's in the back, there. Usually in the trucks, there are two drivers, one the guy driving, one the guy, the schlepper, take off the truck into the hole or not. He said, tie them to the garret, there's a shamir, a hole, stand outside the shamir, make sure no Yidin sees anything over there. And the other guy will play games in the back over there. They were the one time for that reason, the Chorah, the Seich Shemboi, and Mavadi Rabin, is saying the same part of the Akila, but not even the Yevet, I got a Tustus, my sin is better. If the Tustus is in no place right around the back, there's no Shemboi there, and the Tustus might have a Hector Mavadi Rabin, especially only from one Shkuna of a, from Yid, through a Shkuna from Yidin, can even argue the point, maybe it's going to be the Akila over here. Well, nice, the song just says, sending you through a taxi, there's a Shakaliski time, Neski, a taxi, the Chorah won't have this Hector, Mavadi Rabin taxi is, things in the back. How Wolf lives it, delivers, I know that they're not Meshubit to take their Tostas. I know Uber Eats when I see delivers in the car. I don't know who, I assume Wolf also has an option to live in a car. Is maybe, we have an option, right? It's an option also. So you don't know if it's in a car or if in a motorcycle, no house coming. If you look forward to be 7 pounds like a kilo, why not? Why not? At the end of the day, Hashis is, you'll anyway be more to be the other. That they have, so switching it, probably no, no, switching it. They get your burger from Ritz. You take out your burger and put what burger inside from where? Well, the washcloth will be worried about here. What?
You can track that the whole way
also. Well, right, right. Nine of track, but there's no right. They have two or three deliveries they can stop for this delivery and really stop for pizza. Right? They can stop anything. So the tracking is not that great, unless you see it one straight. It went from the store straight to you, you were the first stop. Or you're the second and third, or maybe you're just the first, you stopped off, there's no clear ride.
So you're allowed to let Chila go order from them? This center is only
going to be
out,
you're allowed to let Chila. The Mavadi, I'm allowed to let every store that is a grocery store that you're buying from, they should be responsible to make sure they have two chesimahs. They should, again, most stores, as far as I know, have the correct hashkofas that we should eat by, will have the bag with the receipt on this table on twice. They have two chesimahs. That's how it should be done. The pizza should also have one or two tape on top of it. All should be done that way. If they don't, you should call the Mashgiach, that's what happened, and, you know, and make sure the folks help them out.
What about that? It comes without us.
What?
It comes up from without any.
So, but the other will be fine. It's a matter of another figure, it's very hard to ask them. It's not shy. But they should, certainly, we'll get to them maybe next couple of hours, why everything should. You can come to the point why all this came out. And the real question is, not even enough of the Khalif, is that the Mechatkil of the Yemen? That's really the question. We get to look at Sifyud, which is what I'm looking at more earlier in the day, is that not having enough of the Khalif is mutter. What level of being mutter? There was one time Mechatkil, but Moshe came home from Mordechai only with the Yemen. So therefore, it's Machalikis. But the Ikevag Mechatkil should try to have. But the Kula Shkofas do have a Chlishim Teir Chlishim.
Pizza there
too? So they had a
stinker.
They spoke, it's just tape and then it's tape up two places. They should. What can they want? What?
No.
Two different places. That's really the device. That's going to be some from SIP for test onwards. That means really. After Chesed sending it, and test to the end is more that they're working by us with the food. That's really, they're working for us, by us with the food. It's all the same studio, but two different cases. And then the command is the same column. Sif test over here is discussing that a person you buy from a, sorry, not Sif test, it's a view of onwards. Right. So Sif test is discussing the loch when you buy from an Oretz. The loch is, south of the Mechaber, the loch is Nemelah, even though not Mukhtar Bekashis. So you have an Oretz. He doesn't know what's going on from the left to the right. Maestro, he charmed our bitches, whatever he knows. He can Shabbos, whatever he knows. Maestro, he's clueless. The first sheet of Mechaba is the Maestro's Nemon. He knows he can lie. He knows he can switch. He knows these things. Now, what does it mean on Amoritz? So I was listening to our Berkowitz. He gave five examples, which is common. Maestro said an example. They don't know left to right. Their house is straight, floor straight. Why? They have a Jewish house, a non Jewish housekeeper. They cook everything, make everything. They don't know, you know, yeah, who was around. It's Besedia. They can't look my stuff straight. Another example he said is, you know, they know you need a black for Shabbos. You need a black. So what they do is they put a black and then they cook things on Shabbos. I was in the house, I think it's a joke, I was in the house, the guy comes out with hot challah. Yeah, put on the love before Shabbos, make challah there, right? Because, you know, I put on with a timer, no problem. So the people are, mamas are clueless, mamas cook on Shabbos. Another example he said, you know, what Amoris knows when he cuts under the flesh at night, not on the flesh. Who knows that? I'm already watching. You know, certain people will like that they buy letters from the shop. You know, oh, this was wrong. No box. I don't see any box from here. I'm not any box. Or he says that it's all time right with this fire. No one has this fire. The fact that Bechal Shabbos and Shabbos, every Shabbos, skill is the fire over here. A skill is shaking. So there's certain people who live life that, yeah, the good people, the aren't honest people, the airless people, airless for what they know. And they're clueless. Partially clueless. That's the means over here, the Am Oretz, but they're not the good people. They're not out to get you, not at this rich. That's the first sheet over here. The Yesh Mishoimer.
Please charge.
Yes, we show him. She will chosh lechel vom shein derecher am loch behem. The meisha they are come to be laxer. Things are there. The meisha to be machmer, not to be machmer. Now you could argue the first sheet, the second sheet. Are they arguing with each other, or discussing two different cases? The first case I'm arutz. The second case is if someone chosh lechel vom shein derecher am loch behem. Meisha look up the makar. We really have to get to look at some kufi tests. They come to argue. That means the Rambam is saying someone that I'm arutz for meisha is. Mutter is trustworthy, just clueless. The Rashba comes says someone who's chosh eating that the Rambam does not make upon, he machmer. Says the Mag Mishnah that argue with each other. I like it so there. I like it. Then it comes out someone who's am oretz is clueless, you cannot send food with him for the second sheet. You can't send food with him. Why? Because he thinks, yeah, it says K is kosher. That's what he thinks. Every K is kosher. It's very creative, everything's politics, you'll never talk to them, no, they make problems over here. It's all about money, it's all, you know, you hear people talk that way. It's money, politics, kosher is kosher, it doesn't make a difference over here. So what's the second sheet over here saying? Saying, yeah, the Neman, the things that they believe in. But they believe what? Yeah, the Grishka Tif, Alec Tif over here, so expensive, it's all for money. It's all politics. That's supposedly because they're krill, because they don't go to the army, you know, people talk that way. So for that reason, so, yes, they are Neman, but they also have the appreciation for the values that you have over here. It's like, certain times, Rabbi Forrest talks about a sefer about kashrus, you know, like, no guy will put poison into the food when it serves it to you, no chef. But a guy who doesn't have appreciation for your kashrus, I'll take all some greens, they coach the chef, take some greens, they're serving food to people, they have to have appreciation for food, they have to taste good. They stock an ingredient to put inside the food, some chazer, some other stuff. It tastes much better with chazer inside. Because they don't have your value system, plain and simple. So here in the Gay Tom Oris, those are the machlokes with the two sheikhs. How do we pass? Can you go back to the Shach and Sukkot and Dalit? He writes on this case over here, they'll pass by the second sheikh of Jumachmer. Hagan Machab over here is a stab, Yish Misha, and we'll get some kufi test. My Machab is Machmer. That means people who are clueless, the Gay Tom Shach, they are not Nemon. They're not Nemon. How much they're not Nemon? They'll switch the food on you. That means you send them to go buy Badats. They work in the store, has a long line for Badats. That's why the other one, no big deal over here, Thomas Badats over here. It's all kosher, all positive. I'm saving getting money. It's on his credit card over here. Right? So at the end of the day, he means well, but he's clueless. And he's hurting you. This reason that's a lot of the chest that we can pass from the cook over here to be machmer, and he has none among us. We'll get back to more the same coffee test, the same cup, how to apply the practice over here. Siftes is basically a very common question. You have a symbol on the food over here that says kosher with the Star of David. It's a matter of bad, it's kosher, right? So why can I send it upon this idea over here as a symbol of kosher? It says kosher symbol. Why can't it open any store? It says a scrap of it, my kosher. The Seder. That's what Machabah we're discussing. Can I trust a symbol when I do not know who's standing behind the symbol? Star of David is open a symbol of Star of David. Fine, nice, so this is kosher. Can I rely on a symbol that much good behind the symbol? People travel all the time. It's a symbol in the store here. What's the value? What are the places they're going over here? It's a symbol of honest culture. That's all over here. So first, it's Marik and Shiva, Rishon. He writes, we do not find anywhere in Shas, says of Mice, it's Mutter, that a person can be settled upon a symbol we cannot know who stands behind it. Comes on the drain, it says, very, very nice, Marik, you can't find anywhere in Shas, but Mice, we have a Rajma and Shiva, it says, you can be settled upon it. Of course, Rajma says, you can be settled upon symbols. And before we get to the limitation over here, first of all, we set upon symbols. It says in Mechaber, the Maisa, you can set upon a symbol that says kosher. Mechaber. He will say, Mechaber, black and white. He will ask me, will it say, can you send it to Nabi? Mechaber said, you set upon a symbol. The voice be chodesh, the grain, no problem. Come on, the Ramon says, what? The Chachilo to Mechaber, the empty Mechel. The empty Mechel. And this idea of the empty Mechel is a very important Klal, with this idea over here. What do you mean, B'dyev T'meichel? Say the Shach, once you bought it already, the Chachilah go eat it. Once you bought the Chachilah go eat it. Therefore, let's make it practical here. People ask me all the time that certain things I say, you know, you shouldn't buy, but once you buy, you can eat it. I call it sivbet. Well, let's just make it simple. Without politics, let's call Chassam Sefer. I don't care which Chassam Sefer it is. And the lavash comes out there that people, no problem with it. Good, Shkotha, wonderful, terrific. Really, it's more of a higher diagnosis of Imagine. I always want the dad to Ruben or Lanta or whatever. So, sometimes what happens, you're stuck by a family member, or you're stuck in your own house for years, some of your kids, your wife, whatever. Here. What's a local? So people say, what you have it? I want to tell you, it's a trade. Now you're stuck, not your level here. Just tell me what you have it, no problem. No problem. Actually, someone called me up 2 weeks ago and says, no, would you eat this hashkoch and the wine? So I said, if someone bought me, I would, but I wouldn't buy it. Then he goes and buys it, he gives it to me. Shabbos. So of course I opened it, I served it on Shabbos, very nice. I think he missed the point. But my son, Shabbos 2 weeks ago, he's in a winery, a special winery. And then they, you know, for a show, your parents come from America, you know, they come to this restaurant, you don't eat it. Well, of course you eat it, no problem with it. Who said the Hakili go do that? That's a Saloko. But what says, we're machmer, the Yevet Motor, what's been the Yevet? The Hakili, once you have it, go eat it. Right? So what right do you have to make a shlav over here that you machmer something at a certain level? That's a Rabbah. But what's saying, once you have it, I think that you hold it kosher, there's no problem. It's the idea of some sort of is not worse than the case of no, a symbol I don't recognize. I recognize a wonderful symbol. Because I have a high attack over here. I have no problem there, 100% kosher. No problem with the kosher. Different level of kosher over here, different level of how they pass different halachas. I want a higher level. I want different kosher. I want a different level. I want more. But they tell me it's not kosher, but it's kosher. It's no better than not recognizing the symbol. So I'm telling you, it's no better than Star David. That's called halacha, they want to go with my sister's water. However, also upon this halacha, you do have to realize if you send upon a symbol that you don't recognize. So, first of all, certain times, you know, you go to a hashgacha and you send upon it, they tell you what their kollel are or how they're doing things over here. So, what they're saying, they are nema. And certain people like saying over here in the Maisa, why can't I eat the symbol I don't recognize? Because the rabbi will get him, I won't go get him, right? That's Tizak Christ, not mine. I mean, that's a Ashkocho. Tizak Christ, he's going to go get him, not me. Maisi, after first feeling, we have Ashkocho. If he tells you what his rules are, we find out what his rules are, that means he's trust to say what his rules are. That means, for example, I've got the Mashkiach from the King David. Works for Abu Lakh. I said, would you eat here? Like, no. So he said, I'm doing the best I can with my situation I have. We're trying to do whatever we can, but no matter. The Tatishna over here. So we had one time the head of Rabbanut took the Chabur around the Shuk to Machne Yehuda. He's in charge of over here, what's going on over here. So he comes and says, that first of all, that we try to do whatever we can. We try the best. We try. So what does that mean? He says, yeah, we try to help our people eat anyway, straightness. So we bring up the level there higher and higher. We do whatever we can. That means, he points out, one of the laws are in this country, the laws are, that every rabbanut has to accept every other rabbanut. A rabbanut not to say I don't accept Rabbi Kaishpo or Rabbi Elatan, accept every single one. That means that every rabbanut has strongest rabbanut as its weakest link. That means if you won't eat rabbanut and Elat, so you can eat any rabbanut. That means they have to accept everybody. They have to accept every Ashkenazi of Europe. So first, you have to realize that if you want to eat something, that yes, no symbol is the symbol of identity is beseder. But the symbol tells us we're keeping a dagger that you don't eat over here. That this bekoch is not your love bekoch. These coolers are not your coolers. These sukkim are not your sukkim. Example: we serve gelatin, which most people say is chazetreif. And you go, hold on, fine. But the symbol not he has that won't be serving upon. Well, they have a kat chalav, which is mamish not chalav of a moisha. It's chalav stam or chalav akum mamish. There's some chalav art three over here. What we have time with? Or they have a heavy material. Or they have again given the time over here of a bishul like put to not go from chaver bishul vehicle still here. So they're telling you yes, they have nemon to tell you we have a law a dark over here. And when nemon we do the best we can, we have problems over here. So it doesn't mean it's kosher. It means kosher. They have nemon. In such a way, they have nemon to say what they're doing. We check into them. Some machines say, yeah, we won't eat these things, we'll do whatever we can based on the system we're giving over here. Now, that's with the halacha that's saying you're serving upon symbols you don't know, or even those you do know. Take a step further now, we really be serving upon a symbol that we don't know. So the Machaber itself says, in a place that they know how to make symbols, they know how to write Hebrew, Maisa, then we won't have this heter. If you want the example, every year they give out the Avodot, every second they give out the Avodot, a list of forgeries of what happened in this country. So just for Hanukkah, for the oils, I have a list of 1 year they gave out 60 oils that were forged, and you have a list of 50 oils that were forged, a stamp on it that either was forged, the forged were their seamless, either or they took from good Ashkocha and put it onto the bottle. This is just oils. For Hanukkah. It says, give Ashkocha, no problem, 100%, oil, oil, and the truma is nice, everything taken care of. 1 year, 60 different types of the company sold away. So 1 year, the guy was selling it outside over here on the street, someone not sure what kind of business, maybe it was, not sure. So I went over to Mishonma on the list, and it says this is one of the forgeries that he's selling away. Oh, you're terrible, he puts some leaf on the bottom, sells the other ones, come back now later, back on the table, selling it again. Yeah, find the mice. So this country, the word the Chacham was done in his days, he says, on this Mechaber, what's in his days have forgeries? The Chacham was done 200 years ago. Today, there's divisions in America about it, of Bedasso smashing windows, Land Devil Fire smashing. They're very tough about it. But other Ashkafas, mice, they are very limited in what they can do, what they do, what they're on top of. And it's not that simple to be samech upon their hashkochas. I once chapped a hashkocha that in a certain place I was checking out the fields, and he was using a certain hashkocha's bag with his symbol and stamps upon it. So I called up the mashgiach and said, "No, they're using your bag. Do you go give hashkocha upon it?" So yeah, years ago when I gave hashkocha, they kept the bags. I didn't own it. They owned it, and now they're using it. And one man show, what do you want me to go do? How can I go buy hashkocha? I'm stuck over here, and also maybe I'll be stuck on this and that. And so hashkocha, everyone in this room, mice eats over here. So I'm wondering, what's going on over here? Like, you can't really do it in a term, but mice, you also need a shlita, a top of what's happening over here. So a couple of mice, we can have forgeries over here. Just take your Rabbanot. Rabbanot, when we took us around, they said, we try to again help out Kali Yisrael. Why? Because they get each trait anyway. They told us straight out, then the Rabbanot, at the end of the day, if we don't give Ashkocha, they give Ashkocha Pratis. Like so? No, Ashkocha. Pratis themselves. Like, so they'll sell it anyway. So I said, they have to have Ashkocha. Somebody, yeah, they get this type of Ashkocha. That's even worse than the Rabbanot. So we try, but only Chetzi trait. We can have Mashkiach. We took his around a couple of hours, he had my recorder in his pocket. Only one time he has to shut the recorder. I said, I have a recording saying we are only Chetzi Treif. So I've not only Chetzi Treif over there. I mean, we were in a cheese store over there. So one guy in the Chabura said, I bought this cheese with this symbol over here, and I had it last week. So the Mashkiach, I listened to the recording yesterday, Kel Moli Rachim. So I said, Kel Moli Rachim, the guy learned the space manager over here. He asked, why you buy a symbol? Because there's a symbol over here. Like, you put a symbol in place of Czechoslovakia? So I know this symbol. We tried for years to check it out, who it is, what it is. We can't find out this culture trait, neither one. So we don't know. So we accept it. It's a symbol over here. We accept symbols. We have fines. That's all it is. But you, a Shiva guy, what did the store in this place over here with the Rabbanah Shkok in the store, with the Shuk over here, with his Czechoslovak? This is the guy that charges him. I'm not saying what he checked and do, and he knows. He says, "What are you doing? What are you doing? You're trying to send me up on it." So I know people are saying, "Yeah, kosher is kosher, and symbols are symbols." Again, yeah, very clear over here that we're asking that they can forge it. They're not never. They're not. That's a local. I mean, you cannot send me compound symbols. People ask me all the time, "Where is the ancient word that cannot be sent for the kosher? The word K or kosher or whatever the symbols are. Where this a local says you cannot be sent upon black and white over here. There's no eight song.
Have you sent on the village share?
Well, people, when they forge it, they can take it.
Yeah, they can forge it.
So the mice, they try to make top of it. They try. That means OU has a division just for this Indian. Right? They sue them left and right. Right? They have a whole division for it. The dots, they don't take the dots right from the smashing window, right? It's not good idea. Economy, those are one metro, it's a title. It's a title, what are you going to do? Now, usually, how it is the companies that you don't recognize, don't get the ones that come in the oils. Right? It's very simple. Look at oils that you know the oils, and has the dots, you know, no problem. Then you have oils that you never saw before, and they're very cheap, and they have the dots, and it's like, are you serious? Right? Come on, you got a cheap but dots oil that no one saw before. So you call Bedas, they'll answer you, and once in a while, it comes out, yeah, usually not. So basically, kind of like a over here. Number one is this man is now not 7 points symbol, that's a local name of the car. If you want to ask you what to say, it's over here. Number two, we can 7 points to bet in the event, it's also over here. Same thing, Kashil, once you buy it already, nice as mutter. It's not worse than symbols they don't recognize. Right? I don't know if some savers say it, just lay your back over here, no problem. Yeah, don't mean some savers say it's wonderful. We swear to God, I'm not saying, which is some safer, that's saying. Now, let me say, example, Machbud. Like, he's wonderful, you're Shemayim, but he doesn't keep Ashkenazi talking. Well, his words are, Gershon Maltz told me he went to Machbud, asked him, do you about Ashkenazi eat there? He says he tries very hard to keep Ashkenazi talking. So, would you want to eat an Ashkenazi twice to keep your Ashkenazi? I don't think Madassa said, yeah, we tried to keep cashless. I don't think he may say that. So that's one thing. So if he tried, and that's again my Machbud himself. Mashkishim told me he can say what he wants. Mashkishim himself told me we're smart, we do what Swati Psak is. So then the two questions over here. So yes, they are Nemo to say we tried very hard, well, Machbud. And also Mashkishim said, well, we're stuck, we do Machaber, so we eat there. I don't understand. You want to tell me that all you, or an elephant, the same about Machbud, maybe she asked me, we can't stay at 12 o'clock, what happens over here, what's going on over here, the H-London, not for chicken, not meat, what's switched over here, lay there, they check out the lake, they check out the lake, good question over here, no. Fine. Now, just at the time, my son, Nechalura, Shvacha, I made a simple last night, my daughter got engaged. So my son, when he was speaking yesterday, he was talking about a certain car of ours that's in Shono, and he says, my car says, he has a golden ticket for the air. Golden ticket. I mean, he's excused from all simples. Golden ticket. So my son was telling me, Tati, you're also, for that whole year, 6 months ago, you had a golden ticket. So I told my son, I never said that, never used those words, ever. He said, yeah, but in your heart, you felt that way, right? And in your heart. Like, no, I really. I said, no, that's because it's my father, of Mary's to tell. And it's time to introspect and time to analyze in your life what goes on here. I said, no, but you really had a golden ticket, right? No, it really meant something. Nice to get to the Simchas, yes. There is a concept out there that people don't appreciate going to Simchas. It's one of the things that me and my father Tzatzal would discuss in the Chaburah, what to do when I make a Simcha, and how much should I tell everyone, not to come to get to a Simcha. For example, I had four bar mitzvahs ready, and each time I brought my son here, that's what Chaburah, I made a Simcha over here, why should Mashiach ever come to Arnof? And I held that way. Actually, last time, 5 years ago, we came to Mitzvah, so Rosh Hashiva came to Arnof, Sir Rosh Hashiva, and said, this is the last song, that's what we had to come to, enjoy the Simcha over here. 8 months later, I had a boy. So every time I see him, I tell him, you're coming to Mitzvah, I'm like, yes, you know. So fun. So, worship. We get to Mitzvah, we have a Vart, and then a Kasa. So first, we get to the Vart, me and my father, Zatzal, Avi Moyer Zatzal, we discussed for a while always, I always tell the Shita, they should not, people should not come. I do not like going to people's words. I have to. And why should I be chayim after commercial people come to my words? Why is it tearful? Night sages, little as man. And Torah is paramount. Torah is the ikra, Alpin is all chesed. So my father said, but he said, no, he disagreed, he had his own idea. But sorry, we come, we drop, and the Chal Chaburah, and the Shpocha. Shpocha, what? He called that camp to Simcha? What? So the Tamil, yeah, Tamil, then. So we had this disagreement. So we made a quasi show that when I have no right to not invite people when my father's there. So when I made it three parts. First of all, my father was not there, he was in the Kutsaris for some reason. So then I told him not to come, but he didn't come. And the next two, my father was there. So my father said, yeah, they're not coming for you, they're coming for me. Coming for me. My son, the Zohar, Pash Pincha says, the parents and grandparents, they come to the chasna. Those they come to the heart. So it's back to my jurisdiction. My jurisdiction is when I said, Torah is paramount. You want to, my father kind of started me with the chasna, that seems to be really good in the bus of the chasna. But as far as, I said, we can make a vart over here, make a time over here, we can then make a masav over here.
When's the vart?
I actually don't know what the vart is. And number one, and number two, I'm not telling you when the vart is. Yeah, I'm not telling you. And if you ask me, if you push me, I'll tell you it's just the wrong night.
There's another.
Who?
The
Hanukkah Buffalo. She's actually in the States now. Actually, went to the wedding.
We have to go to the States.
That's what it says. So, right, so Maya said, at the end of the day, I have no right to bavatar on their covenant, but neither one's here. And this agreement was made for my son's married 7 years already. So, this agreement was made 7 years ago. That when I'm here, it's my jurisdiction, my father's here, he runs everything. So, Maya said, he's here, but no, that's what's happening. Sorry. Okay. Also, mentioned at 12 o'clock, we were guaranteed to be here at 12 o'clock. Jewish time, we guarantee, 11 o'clock.